Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
I'm here with Stephanie Foyer, author of a new young adult book called Drawing Amanda, published by Hipso Media, coming out this June 2014. We're talking at Book Expo America in New York City, and I'm here with Stephanie and want to ask you some questions about your new book. First of all, Drawing Amanda, what is it about?
Drawing Amanda is about a 14-year-old boy who loves art, didn't get into art school, in part because he was grieving over his father's death. And he finds a way to have his art seen by getting involved with a game developer. Unfortunately, the game developer is not all he says he is, although they bond. And as the main character, his name is Inky Khan, starts drawing, he's drawing his crush, the girl that he likes at school, and unbeknownst to him, she's also involved with this game. So the developer ensnares her, and then it's up to Inky and his cyber geek friend Rungs to come up with a way to trap the developer.
This notion of a cyber crime or a cyber creep, teenagers are pretty susceptible to that online. You would think they'd be more savvy.
I actually think teenagers are very savvy. It's just that creeps are smarter. And the more technology advances, the more creeps get creepier. This came actually from a talk I heard by the FBI when they were explaining how these guys entrap kids. And what fascinated me was not just, kids could talk to people online, because people talk to strangers and that's always an issue. And most kids know better. But what they were doing was breaking down their resistance by using these drawings and really bonding with kids in an almost evil way. So it made me think, who is actually doing those drawings? And thus Inky was born.
So you have an accomplished journalist, writer, primarily in nonfiction, correct?
Yes.
This is your first novel, so why now?
I've always been interested in writing fiction. I never really had the time. And when I worked for many years at the New York Times, and when I left my job, one of the things that I said I was going to do, besides learn HTML and CSS and learn how to code and get on, you know, that side of the world, was that I wanted to write a book.
This book is also a little bit unique in the marketplace because it may be more appealing to boys, who as young adult readers have not been very active in the young adult community. Can you speak more about that?
Part of the problem is that boys are as complex and different from each other as girls, and I don't think YA literature really reflects that. There are some great boy sports books. I mean, Frank Portman is amazing with King Dork and Jordan Sonneblick and Matthew Quick. All are great YA boy-driven authors. But I've named about a third of the guys out there now and the guy books out there now. What's important, I think, is that a boy can be an artist. That doesn't mean that he is a wimpy kid. It doesn't mean that he's friendless. And it doesn't have to be about the football player who falls for the cheerleader. So just having more choices in boy literature is important.
And this book not only sounds like a great story with an important message, but it has some illustrations in it, too, that seem unusual for a YA book. So can you speak more about that and who the illustrator is?
The illustrator is Sunny Lee, and I think her work is just phenomenal. It's amazing as a writer to see your characters come to life, and she really took the descriptions and brought them to a whole other level.
Now, this book is coming out in multiple formats, print on demand, available everywhere, bookstores, ebook. But there's also an enhanced ebook, and maybe you could speak a little bit about that.
That's the thing that I am most excited about. It's what I had in mind when I was writing this, although I didn't exactly know how that was going to work out. I wanted it not to be print only static, but I wanted it, and again, that goes back to the boy thing. I wanted it to have some action and some movement. So I am just so excited that I was able to team up with a company called Hipso Media, which is a digital first company. I actually won their contest for the next big ebook, and they brought this book to life in a way that I think readers are going to be really excited about.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing it. Thanks for speaking with us, Stephanie, and good luck with your book.
Thank you so much.